Once there was an older woman who would sit on the porch of her house every day and watch the world go by. And one day, as she was sitting on the porch, she saw in her yard a little sparrow had fallen to the ground, and it seemed to be very badly injured or sick. Something was wrong with it. And this woman got very worried because she could see there was a cat nearby with its eye on the bird, and she could see a big mean crow in the tree with its eye on the little tiny sparrow. And so she went and found a bucket, and she put some soft cloth in the bucket, and she scooped the little bird into the bucket, and she took it in her house, and she cooked some rice until it was so soft that the little bird could swallow it. And she figured out a way to put water in its mouth, and she thought about where would be the place in the house that would be just right, not too hot, not too cold, so that the little bird would have a chance to get well. And her neighbors and her children and her grandchildren all thought it was a little bit silly for Grandma to be spending so much time focused on taking care of this little bird, and they kind of teased her about it. But she was determined, and every day she cooked new soft rice, and she worked to make sure that bird would be the right temperature and would eat and drink water. And if she ever had to go someplace, she made sure that she didn't leave the house until there was somebody in charge of taking care of the little bird. She would say, make sure it drinks something, make sure it eats something. And they would say, oh, Grandma, why are you worrying so much about this little bird? There's plenty of little birds in the world. And she said, you can tease me, you can laugh at me, but this little bird is a creature of God, and I am taking care of it until it gets well. Well, she had to spend months taking care of this little bird, because whatever was wrong with it took a long time to get better. But eventually she could see that it was feeling much peppier, and it was fluttering its wings. And so one day she took it outside in the yard and let it hop around and flap and flutter, and it actually was able to fly away. And she was happy that it was well, but she missed her little friend. And so she was often looking out the window and saying, huh, I wonder how the little sparrow's doing. And once again, her neighbors and her children and her grandchildren teased her. Oh, Grandma, why are you worrying so much about that little bird? She said, that little bird was a friend to me. Well, a few weeks later, she heard a scratching sound at the window, and when she looked, there was her friend, that little sparrow. And that sparrow was looking at her very intently, and it had something in its beak, and it made sure she was watching. Well, it put that something down on the windowsill. And when Grandma went out to see what it was, she picked it up and saw that it was a seed. And she began to take it to all her neighbors, and she showed it to her children and her grandchildren. She said, look, the little sparrow brought me a seed. They said, oh, Grandma, it's just a seed. Why are you acting like it's the greatest treasure in the world? She said, well, you can laugh at me if you want to, but I am going to plant this seed. And so she did. She made a special place for it in the yard. She planted it. She watered it. She took care of it just the way she had taken care of that sparrow. And the seed sprouted and began to grow. And pretty soon it was the biggest, greenest, most amazing vine that anyone had ever seen. And it started to grow something like squash. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen gourds, but it was with these squash gourds that more and more and more were on the plant. And every day she would pick some and she would cook them in some new way with the food that she was making for her family. And they were just the most delicious squash anyone had ever tasted. And every day, those same children and grandchildren and neighbors that had laughed at Grandma were eating this wonderful food. And she would pick and give away as many as she could, and there was always more. And in this way, everyone in her family learned that actually it's our kindness and our generosity and our compassion that enables God to be able to feed and bless us. And so with that little sparrow and the seed and the abundant food and Grandma in mind, we're going to join hands and say a prayer together. So find somebody's hand to hold somewhere near or... Yeah, okay, good. Ooh, we almost have a circle. Dear God, teach us not to laugh at those who are kind and tender-hearted. Teach us, in fact, to be like them. We know it is in this way, when we are kind toward one another, that you are able to bless and feed us. And so we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.